This is GamesAtWork.biz with Phaedra Boinodiris, Michael Martin, and Michael Rowe, your weekly podcast about gaming technology and play. The thoughts and opinions on this podcast are those of the hosts and guests alone, and not the opinions of any organization which we have been, are, or may be affiliated with. And this is actually episode 128, The Slow Grind. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Michael Rowe on a beautiful Friday afternoon here at GamesAtWork.biz with my buddy, my pal, my co-host, Michael Martin.
It's a great day to be here in the neighborhood, Michael, yes, with you, is. Of course, too. And we're missing, of course, Phaedra,
yes.
Who we know is out there.
She does exist.
We will be connecting back with her again soon. But in her absence, we have a fun show that we want to share with all of you
who are listening. And this is actually episode 128, which we are going to call The Slow Grind, based off of one of the games that we're both playing right now. But we'll get to that at the end of the show. You found an interesting link this week around Uber. Michael, why don't you describe that for us, and then let's talk about it.
Yeah, sure. So Uber has been doing some fun stuff as of late, not the least of which has been Uber Kittens, which is something that gets people in my family very excited. And it's not Uber, vaccinations, where you can get your flu shot delivered by a nurse who is riding shotgun on an Uber car. But did you know that?
No, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, so there's you can get your Uber vaccination by summoning a Uber car with someone, a nurse inside, to give you a shot. I'm going to stop right there. So the interesting thing for this time around is that Uber has been a solution that a number of companies have said, hey, you know what? It's a cost-effective way of transit around, especially around big cities and the like, and to make life a bit easier for the Uber driver who likes to use Uber both in their personal and their professional lives. They now have this concept of profiles. So you can create a profile for work, which will link your corporate credit card to Uber, or you can have your regular credit card, and you can choose between the two whether you are having a corporate Uber drive or you are having a personal Uber drive.
Yeah,
so I thought that was really neat.
That's a really big thing, right? Because most people are going to set up their Uber on their personal card, right? Because it's something that they need. It's easy. It's convenient when they're about town doing things, and many corporations will not let their employees use their personal card for business expenses. So the ability to put both cards in your Uber profile and then choose the right transaction mode for the right transit, that makes a lot of sense. That's a great idea for them to start getting more and more Uber adoption.
Yes.
It becomes even more Uber than they were before.
It's very smart because they took a pain point, understood it, and allowed for a way to solve it and do it. And I've not tried to actually upgrade or enter my data into my Uber, but it looked to me like this was an elegant solution to a tricky problem, because trying to do corporate expenses off of a personal credit card is, for most companies, something that's not supported. So you really need to get your corporate expenses on your corporate card. So I thought it was really clever.
So are you an Uber Duber?
Not maybe an Uber Duber, but I do on occasion drive around with Uber, and it's done some good things for me. Like when I had to go get my car to the shop, you know, I was able to get an Uber to get it to the shop and then get back again. So I liked it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've Ubered once. Period. I mean, once, that's it. And it was okay. Wow. It was well thing, but most of the time, only time I really take a cab is for work. And I do it for work, and I use my work credit card, and the cab companies take my credit card, and I'm in a major city, and there's cabs everywhere. So it hasn't really been a big part of my life, but I know people, my brother for one, who uses Uber all the time. He's a big Uber duber. As I'm going to start naming them.
That's too funny.
Well, it's interesting if you think about it. If you think about it, right? And you think about from a gaming perspective, if you're in any of these MMOs or other things where you can have multiple accounts set up, maybe these are like your alts or your other tune that you're using. This is your work tune, and that's your personal tune as you're Ubering around town.
A jam.
Ooh, you win.
I will say
what you win later.
Later.
Is that level two?
No, that was level one.
Oh, okay.
Level one. All right. Well, Michael, you found something that was pretty interesting too, because you know I love Civilization. Sid Meier's is awesome.
Oh yes.
Being an old Smack player and everything else, this is good stuff. So share with us the article you saw around how Civ is gotten kind of a remix.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So earlier this week, I was doing my thing that I normally do, which is catching up on all my different RSS feeds. And I saw the most amazing, incredible, fantastical thing, game. That was really about a life hack that somebody, so it's on lifehacker.com, and right. Someone had taken and has created a open source platform that allows you to basically use the design of the Civ games, right, Civilizations, to let you understand and manage your personal budget. There's a Git repo out there if you're interested in building it yourself. In the Git repo, you can go down and you can pull down all the configuration files, the source code, etc., to allow yourself to build your own budget tracking, budget management Civilizations-like game. And the guy who wrote this is actually working on improving different aspects, the documentation, the test suite, registration, all the type of stuff that, you know, as a geeky developer that I am at times, is fun and exciting to me, but may not be very exciting for many people who just want to play a game to manage their budget. But I have not had a chance yet to build it. I haven't had a chance to pull this down and build it. So I'm wondering if people have played with this yet, because it looks like it's all web-based. I'm seeing lots of HTML and JavaScript in the repo.
Yeah, it kind of was reminding me a little bit, Michael, of Chore Wars. Remember when we first saw that as a mechanism to game, just doing stuff for, you know, household fun and engagement and everything else, right?
Yeah.
Chore Wars actually was exactly what it describes. It was a method to say, hey, this quest of like sweep the kitchen is worth so many experience points and so many gold points. And there was a percentage chance that you might drop a golden broom or something, which would make life that much more fun and exciting for you.
Yes. Well, it's interesting. We talked about last week. It was last week, right? The plant watering game.
Yes.
So I downloaded it, and I spent a week dealing with it, and I deleted it.
You had enough of it, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, I tend to drink tumblers full of water all day long while I'm working. And each tumbler is, what, 16, 20 ounces? And to remember to put in my water consumption each time I do it was getting to be such a pain. And tedious, and if you went back and you added them in later, it started yelling at you thinking that you're drinking too much water at once and you might cause a medical condition where you have watered down the electrolytes and other things in your system, right? Because you if you drink like a gallon of water in like 15 minutes and you do that a couple of times in a row, it's actually dangerous.
Yeah.
And don't quote me on any amounts because I've never gotten that far, but I know there is a condition of drinking too much water. And it was annoying. It was really annoying to play with our plant watering. So how did we get there? Wow.
I know, we went from chore wars to drinking plant watering and
because
stuff
it
like
was
that,
a chore. So. It was a chore to drink the water and keep track of all this water that I was drinking. It says every hour a healthy kidney can excrete 800 to 1,000 milliliters or 0.26 of a gallon of water, and therefore you can drink about that much per hour without gaining water weight. But doing much more than that causes a significant amount of stress on your body. So don't drink so much, but drink enough.
Seriously. I completely get it. Whatever.
Yeah. So we think of writing a budgetary game out of civilizations. Don't drink so much water.
Can you see yourself actually doing that, though?
Drinking too much water or playing the game?
No. Representing some of the savings goals and so on as quests in Civilization.
I can't imagine it. I really cannot imagine it. So, what do you think? I mean, I know you're a Civ player, a big Civ player,
I love it. I haven't recently.
Yeah. What was the last version that you played?
Oh gosh, I don't keep track of it necessarily by version number. But I will tell you the one of the last ones that I did play was the iOS one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I played that one too.
And I spent a fair amount of time on that, and that was good fun. You know, I enjoyed that, and I thought it was a good game. It was intriguing. It made sense. I liked it. So, you know, that was all a plus. And I spent hours with it, actually, you know, because it was just it was useful on the mobile space and easy to, easy to get involved in.
Yeah. It is kind of fun to play a game that is kind of relaxing and slow, but still stressful at the same time.
No, it's not. It's just it's annoying.
It's annoying. No. So, the reason I mentioned that.
Yeah, please explain.
So I was watching Security Now this week, which is one of my podcasts that I like over on the Twit Network. And every once in a while, a little gem will appear during their discussions, and they'll talk about a game that they're playing. And this week's gem, which, like I said, it's not a weekly thing that they do, is a old DOS game that has been rebuilt or remodeled, refactored, reimagined as an iOS, Android, and web-based game called Auralux. A-U-R-A-L-U-X. A-U-R-A-L-U-X.
Oh, now I know who to blame for this. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes. And what this game is, it's the ultimate strategy game. There's only one real objective and one real move that you can make, and that is you select your little dudes, who are these dots that circle a star, and you move them to another location. That's it. That's all you can do. And the objective of the game is to take over all the stars in the system. And so if you take your little dudes and have them land in a star, and you get to a certain number of them in the star, it will grow in size, and each star that you control generates one little dude a second until you increase their size, and then they'll generate two little dudes a second. And there are multiple other players on the screen, and they're doing the same thing. And so will you attack a second star by sending all your little dudes over, and anytime a little dude touches another dude, little dude of a different color, they both disappear. And they make a sound like boom, different pitch, boom. And if they're attacking the star because there's no little dudes left around it, they do a dong, low tone. And they are basically killing off the little dudes that were on that star. And ultimately, the star will go neutral, and then you have to send enough little dudes to land on it to take over the star. Very simple game. And it has this kind of ambient trance music that goes on during it. And with the little of the little high guys bumping into each other, wiping each other out, and the low dudes hitting the planets going, you get this ambient soundtrack while you're playing the game. That's I find it very relaxing because I like that kind of trancey ambient sound, ambient music. And they don't move very fast, so they move very slow. Very slow. So you have to think, you know, not...
How slow do they move?
Not... You don't think moves ahead. You think time ahead. It's like, I want this group of little dudes to go over there. And then you say, dudes, go over there. And they go, dude. So... I find it very relaxing. I'm really enjoying it. I installed it on my iPad yesterday. I've been playing it some yesterday and today. And then you and I, right before the podcast, started playing it online. And you know, given the fact that you like Civilization, which is kind of the same thing. You build up little dudes and send them over there to take out other little dudes.
Yeah.
To me, it's the same game, but narrowed down to its essence.
Yeah, purity of essence, right?
And it's you know, it's a fast-paced game.
Yeah, or not. It's making me nuts. Making me nuts. The speed at which this thing moves is making me abso-frickin-lutely nuts. And, you know, getting a star organized in one is like, okay, great. I got a star organized. Yippee. But then I can't somehow manage to get the stars, like, to upgrade themselves because that's just not working.
It is. It's just hard. I find it hard on the web interface, to be honest. I find it works much, much better on the iPad.
You do?
Yeah, because on the iPad, you double touch all a star and it'll select all the little dudes on the star and then send them all into the star in order to upgrade it.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I've managed to, you know, just grab a couple of stars and then I have all these guys coming up against me and they're trying to kick my butt.
Yeah, that's what they do.
It's making me nuts.
That's what they do.
They're ganging up on me and it's not fun.
Well, what you have to do is, you know, you can get them to play off each other. If you send your guys up to the one and then point them to the other,
yeah,
they will actually cause them to bounce into each other, and they'll start fighting each other.
Yeah.
So, but so yeah.
Now I'm just going to go like this and just say, we're going to go over here. Let's just go bug somebody else for a while. Let's see how much fun that is. They move so slow.
Well, it was funny, you know, for our listeners' benefit, when we were playing at the beginning, right? We're in different locations, and we both have our microphones hooked up, and you know, we try to edit out keyboard sounds and other things like that. But I was hearing you go clickety 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 clickety, which you know, for a shooter, right? Makes sense. But not for this game in any shape, form, or fashion.
Yeah, well, that's because, you know, how was I supposed to know that that's what's going on here, right?
Clickety, 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 clickety.
Well, I was just like, okay, obviously there's something needs to happen over here, so I'm clicking on it to make something happen, and then it wasn't happening, so it was making me nuts.
So,
and now I'm having to defend myself against these onslaughting attackers who are trying to take over my little sims and planets and stuff, and that's not cool.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why did those guys start attacking me? It's like, what was that song, pop? Charlie Brown? Why is everybody always picking on me?
Yeah.
So it's a tough strategy game, right? It really is, because it's not you against one other player. It's you against multiple other players. And if you look at the incentive that each player has, How do you play those incentives off each other so that you have the opportunity to actually survive, right? So it's very, very simple from a strategy perspective, but at the same time, it's devilishly clever from a playability perspective. And so zen and slow. And I swear,
yeah,
I'm now going
and attacking somebody else behind their enemy lines to just see
cut off the supply line.
Yeah, cut off their supply.
Yeah, because it's, you know, they got a never ending supply over here. So.
All right, I think I'm done with this.
It's one of those games that you're either going to love or hate, it sounds like. It's interesting. Again, you learn about supply lines, you learn about strategy, you learn about incentives. It is the ultimate game at work. I think there should be an hour a day that everybody out of business plays this game. It would almost be like when the Colbert game came out and shut down productivity across the globe.
Yeah, well, if you believe that.
If you believe that. But the link doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, so we can't tell you for sure.
Yes, yes.
All right, so I think we've now exhausted...
Our couple of topics for the week, which is fun.
Yes.
We definitely need your feedback. We need your ideas. Anything interesting that you guys have been seeing out there or playing? Would be great to hear from you. Drop us a rating over at iTunes. Drop us an email at gamesatwork.biz. Or a comment on this show.
We'd love any and all of those.
Yes. So, Michael, what are you playing this week besides Aura Lux?
Well, I've stopped playing that, so I consider that a positive trend. There's nothing new on my phone or my devices. I'm looking forward to getting a little quality time in with the new Apple TV this weekend, and maybe I will come across something that is just way, way, way too cool. And if I do, I'll be sure to share that on gamesatwork.biz.
Excellent. Well,
do you have anything else you're playing, Michael, or is
this is it.
Enough for your time?
This is it.
It's so slow.
It's slow. It's a slow grind. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll hear from you and talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Sounds good. See ya.
You've been listening to GamesAtWork.biz, the podcast about gaming technology and play. We are part of the Blueberry Podcasting Network, and would like to thank the band Random Encounters for their song, Big Blue. You can follow us on Twitter at gamesatwork_biz or at our website at gamesatwork.biz.